5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Finally, it wasn't a birthday parade because I'm over birthday parades.
Are you now?
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. So
I went to one last week. I didn't know what to do.
Right. Well, you just have to drive by, Raven. That's what a birthday parade is.
But I felt very awkward.
Well, it's over now because I feel like birthday parades are kind of out of fashion at
this
point.
It's yesterday?
Yeah, it's yesterday's news. The new thing is socially distant birthday parties at the beach.
Okay.
So you meet at the beach. You're outside, obviously. And one of the moms in my daughter's class put one together for her daughter. And it was awesome. Like, it was so nice.
It takes a real effort, and it feels good to see people.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody showed up, and everyone had their different beach blankets, and they were further away. But so the beach that we go to, my town's beach, has, like, a bar. It has, like, a snack bar there, but it actually sells alcohol.
So. Nice.
So the first thing I say, the party is from 4 to 5:30.
Right.
So we bring the girls, and I say to the... Not the mom, but like one of the ladies that was with the mom.
Sure.
I go, I'm going to run and I'm going to go grab a beer.
Yeah.
And like, I'm going to sit over there, you know, give them the space for the party.
Sure.
And
my
goes,
kid belongs to you for the next hour and a half.
For the next 90 minutes, you know,
right.
Do whatever you want with
I'm going to go kick my feet up.
And she goes, I go, would you like me to bring you back a cocktail?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, it's too early for me to start drinking.
Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're the bad one because you're trying to instigate? Or does that mean that she's really got a situation where she's got to keep herself under control or she starts and it all rolls downhill if she starts too early?
Well, I took it as, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't be having a drink at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday.
It's funny that you bring this up because I just saw this. I forget where I saw it. It was either on TV or some discussion going on between an older couple. And they were saying, like, they were talking about being retired and drinking all day. But she said she never drinks until 3 o'clock. She will not make her first beverage until 3 o'clock.
Well, sometimes I get home, you know, on Fridays, we get home from work relatively early because we're done and we're usually home by 1 o'clock.
We also pass out early. So day drinking is not a bad thing.
Well, and sometimes it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I want to have like a spiked seltzer and I'm like, Anna, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, you can't do that. You have to wait. And then I'm like, well, what time is the time that you wait? Well, it turns out a new study found that there actually is a socially accepted time, but on weekends. They were questioned about weekends. What's the right time to have your first cocktail?
Oh, I was thinking you were going to tell me about like Tuesday at noon, but okay.
Yeah, no. A new survey found that 23% of us think we should wait until 5 o'clock or later.
What?
Yep. And 18% said before noon is fine.
Yes.
It's like nobody knows what's like socially acceptable, what's right for you. 16% say noon is the time. That is the time you start drinking.
Noon feels good. After I get a sandwich in me, I'm ready.
Time out. 10% said 10 o'clock in the morning or earlier is fine.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, if you're on vacation.
What?
So, like, what's your vacation policy?
No, I can't have
You never vacation without your kids. So this is a different thing. You have not actually vacationed as a couple since you had children.
It's true. Right. We haven't been on a vacation by ourselves in 11 years.
It's impossible, really, for you to answer that question. Because if you had no responsibility, I have a feeling you would 10 a.m. one time.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, come on. Mimosas with breakfast?
I can't do that.
And then you just keep rolling. All right?
No.
When you're in Cancun, there's no judgment.
I don't know. I think there is judgment. I can't imagine like opening up a cocktail at 9:30 in the morning being like, this is fine. I'd be asleep by noon.
Well, there are two reasons why resorts are adults only. Do you understand what they are?
What?
Alcohol and nudity.
But this is here in America on the weekends.
Okay.
And obviously, and this is also according to the study, men are almost twice as likely to think morning drinking is okay on the weekend. That just was proven.
Terrible
100%,
men.
Right?
Terrible, terrible men.
There you
go. So what did you do? Did you enjoy your beer and you brought her back nothing?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
You saved yourself $12 and you enjoyed your afternoon. Yeah. That's not bad.
There you go.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.